Jewelry, gold, and silver in all forms. We offer professional but personal service in a private, secure location right here in the Copper Country. If it's too difficult for you to move your holdings, we will meet you at your bank or your home. Our reputation is impeccable, and it got that way by providing the fairest prices and totally transparent transactions. We have 30 years experience and are here for you 7 days a week. So give us a call at 523-4206 to set our appointment to serve your needs right here.
O'Reilly. Not an O'Reilly O'Rewards member yet? Now you can sign up online at O'Rewards.com. Enroll today and start earning $5 back on every $150 you spend. Visit O'Rewards.com and become an O'Reilly O'Rewards member today. It's fast, easy, and free. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, what's going on here?
Haven't you heard? Handwriting can make you awesome, and that's why Bic's on a mission to save it.
Handwriting can make me awesome?
Yeah. Writing could boost your self-confidence, spark creativity, and it definitely makes you a better reader. And that's pretty awesome.
Huh, I never thought of it like that. I want in. Toss me a Bic.
This year at Back to School, join the movement with Bic and fight for your right. See how awesome writing can be, how great you can be. Learn more at Bic, fight for your right. That's WRITE.com. Or grab a Bic today and see for yourself.
Welcome back to the Mel Pearson Show here on Mix 93. Coach is with us. We are talking Michigan Tech hockey this hour, and questions are coming in. More questions. We'll talk about the questions a little bit later on in the hour, so you still have time to get them in. Here is our email address, dj@themix93.com. October 31st, that is Halloween weekend. The Michigan Tech Huskies will host Michigan. My research says for the first time since 1983, I could be wrong on that, at the John McGinnis Student Ice Arena, Red Berenson bringing his team up here. And we're excited about it, Coach, and I know you and the staff and everybody over in the athletic department is pretty excited about it.
Oh, we are. The way I have it, I think they'll be in the top five in the country, their team this year, right off the get-go. Looking at their forwards, they will have the best forwards, I think, of anyone in the country to start the season with. Starts with Andy Kopp, a kid drafted by the Winnipeg Jets, played on the World Junior team, to JT Compher, first-round draft pick by the Buffalo Sabres, to Dylan Larkin, a first-round draft pick this summer by the Detroit Red Wings, and I can go on and on. So you look at that group of forwards, they'll be as good as anybody, and you got a good solid defense, and obviously a couple goaltenders have some experience. So they'll be as good as a team that we'll see all year, and I just feel very honored and privileged and excited for our fans that they would get to see, obviously, a team of that caliber come up here that we haven't seen in 30-some years. We've played Michigan second most all-time in the history of Michigan Tech hockey. I think Minnesota might be one. I know Michigan State's up there, but then Michigan. So I think it's great that they're coming up here, and we're going to look to continue playing each other to get a little series going. I know we go back down there in a couple of years, and I'm talking to them currently about trying to come back up after that. So I think they should. They're a state school, and they're the big boys, and we like to bring the big boys in, and Big Ten school, and see how we fare.
Well, it should be a great weekend of hockey, and obviously we're hoping to absolutely jam-pack the John McGinnis Student Ice Rink. Tickets are on sale for individual weekends and games now, so you can go if you're not a season ticket holder, which should be, but if you're not, or if you want to buy tickets for somebody else who's coming up for this series, get them as early as possible so you can get the best seats.
Well, and we have to, I know a ton of Michigan people have already called our ticket office.
That's what I heard.
They've sold out of their allotment down there in Ann Arbor, and they're looking for tickets. They're really excited about this trip up here, so I think it's a great opportunity. I just talked to Ashley in the ticket office last Friday, and they had a very busy day, so I know tickets are going fast, and you might go on the website and still see there's some available, but they are going to go quick, so I'd encourage everybody to get tickets. That's our home opener. It's going to be an exciting weekend. We got a few things planned that we can't quite talk about right now, but that are in the works for that weekend. weekend. So I think it's going to be quite an event, not just the games, but the whole weekend surrounding that. So and we need your support. I think to beat a team like Michigan, when the stands are full and you have a lot of people rooting against you, it can be intimidating. So we hope to get every one of those tickets sold. So it's exciting. I know our team is talking about it. I was down on campus, and one gentleman was telling me he's got a new job. He has to work on weekends. He's got to try and find someone who can cover him that weekend. Another gentleman, his nephews or nieces go to the University of Michigan, so he's making sure that he wants to make sure that we're ready to play that weekend against Michigan. So there's already a buzz. So I think it's great. I think it's exciting, and I like our team. We had two hard-fought games with them last year in Ann Arbor. We lost in overtime, and then lost the next night, I believe, by a goal on a late goal. So it's going to be an exciting weekend of hockey.
Red doesn't show much emotion, I know, usually anyway. In your conversations with him, do you get that he's excited about coming up here and playing this series too?
Oh, he is. I mean, Red, back when Red played, they obviously were in the WCHA, and he still remembers the days at D Stadium. So. But no, he speaks so fondly. I mean, he's got some great stories of Henry Ackervall and some of the old-timers that he played against, and they had some great games against each other. So he loved the community. He knew it was a great hockey town, and he's excited to come up here. I know I just talked to him last Thursday, so last week there, and they're getting excited to come up. I know they're not real thrilled that it's our home opener. I think their assistant coach, Brian Wiseman, had mentioned, but that's okay. I think it's good. It's good for college hockey. It's good for college hockey in the state of Michigan, and we should be playing Michigan. We should be playing Michigan State, so it's going to be an exciting weekend, but like I said, he's looking forward to coming up here, and I think it's going to be two great games.
The schedule in general in the first month, are you still a little bit anxious about it, the fact that we have those two weekends off? I know we've plugged in an inter-squad game now, but the two weekends off after that first opening weekend at Lake State?
Well, once you get going, you'd like to play. I think, you know, like they talk about in football, I think the same can be said about hockey. Usually your biggest improvement is from those first games to that second week. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately for us, we play that opening weekend, and then we don't play for two more weeks, so which is good and bad. But I was telling someone the other day, I don't mind it because we're playing that very first week, and we don't get a lot of practice time with the players to get some things in order. So that 2 weeks will really give us an opportunity to work through some details and work through our systems and really hopefully get in. We should be in great shape to begin with, but even help our conditioning and whatnot, and then be ready to play Big Rapids. We are going to play an inter-squad game. We'll have Meet the Huskies that night for all the youth out there. So we are going to try and, like I said, have a game-type simulation at the John McGinnis. So, I think we can use it to our advantage, Dirk. Maybe it's not the best scenario, but just with the scheduling and the Canadian teams, we aren't going to play a Canadian team as scheduled yet. And part of that is they changed their whole scheduling, their whole league did. So they're finding it much more difficult to play in the time frame, but most of the U.S. colleges want to play in. So we've run into a little bit of a snag this year, but that should be eradicated for the following years.
And that's a big deal for them. They really enjoy coming over here and playing the, you know, supposedly better competition before they go back and hit league play for them.
Well, they do, and they're good exhibition games for them. They get to, you know, look through their roster a little bit and play. I know they travel a lot more players than they normally would, and they enjoy getting out and see the campuses and playing in front of good crowds, because I know when they go back to play in, most of them in the Universal Hockey, the crowds aren't as good, and definitely not as rowdy. So they enjoy the trips and play some different competition. And we've already talked to a couple schools about the fall of 15, and you know, we should be all set there. But it's unfortunate they wanted to play in, but their whole schedule got moved up a couple of weeks. And that's what sort of messed things up.
All right, and we, of course, wedged in there between the opening weekend and Michigan is a very huge couple of games against Ferris State at Big Rapids.
Well, and you can't forget those. I mean, that's going to be our focus as coaches, is to make sure that we don't forget about the Ferris series, because immediately after we come home and play our home opener against Michigan. So we have to be ready, and obviously Ferris is a defending league champion, and as we know, they're as good as anybody. I mean, they made the NCAA tournament, and made some noise last year. So those will be big, important games early in the season. And that's why I think that couple weeks will give us some time to work on some things and prepare on some things and put some things in place for that Ferris weekend.
Great Lakes Invitational goes back to Joe Louis Arena. Are you at all thinking about when the Red Wings get a new rink and how that transition will be? And will that at all affect the Great Lakes Invitational?
Well, I don't think so. And, you know, I really haven't talked much about it or even thought much about it. I mean, there's so many things going on. But I think the outdoor games are sort of a neat experience for our players and fans. And